proclamation number 7742 dated the November 11th, 1960. About the UFO convention. One thing is certain, I will protect my own in the hollow of my hand when the end has come. I truly have enough angels to whom I can entrust my own, whom I instruct to build a protective wall around them. And thus you can all know that you are protected in my care, come what may. Therefore I want to caution you not to abandon yourselves to, and expect help from, beings whom you suspect to be outside of my spiritual kingdom, who thus have not yet reached the perfection of beings of light capable of implementing my instructions. I want to warn you about looking for contact with inhabitants from other worlds, which you can only establish spiritually but who cannot offer you the guarantee of imparting truth to you. Time and again it is to be said that only perfect beings may and are able to carry out tasks which guarantee you protection and assistance. Beings who have not yet achieved this perfection will always still reside, for the purpose of their development, on such works of creation to which they are bound by natural law. Thus you have to distinguish between beings of light who accomplish my will on my behalf and dwell with me in the kingdom of light, and beings who are still constrained, who have not yet achieved complete spiritual freedom as long as they still live on all kinds of celestial bodies for the purpose of spiritual maturation. You should not rely on psychic messages from those worlds which are and remain unreachable for you humans on Earth and vice versa. Do not count on help from those worlds when the end of the Earth comes in accordance with the eternal plan. For I myself will protect and rescue my own from their adversity, because only I know who belongs to my own. Do you believe that you will be rescued by merely mustering sympathy for these dwellers of other stars? What misconception do you suffer from? You lack all clear understanding of my plan of salvation, which will certainly be implemented when the time comes. And would I not inform you of it myself if it were my will that you should entrust yourselves to these beings whom your fellow human beings want you to believe in? Since I convey the truth to Earth, I would not withhold this information from you if it were true. Yet you would rather doubt my words than the reports which are passed on to you through my adversary's influence. And I want you to know the truth. I repeatedly want to assure you that my own will be protected and that innumerable angels will take care of them, because they comply with my will and also have the strength to help you. And therefore it will not require earthly means of help, for my love, might and wisdom will become clearly evident at the end, albeit my working can and will then be contrary to natural law because my own believe that everything is possible and the unbelievers will be devoured by the earth. But I do not require my own to believe in appearances or reports which come to people by means which do not correspond to my will. Why don't you contact me? Why do you call on beings whose degree of maturity you cannot estimate? Why do you entrust yourselves to these beings and believe that they will protect you when the last day of the end has come? I only require your faith in me in Jesus Christ. And anyone who intimately unites with me myself in this faith will truly not need visible or invisible helpers, for my angels with an abundance of strength and might will constantly stand by his side and always act in accordance with my will. And he will not want to establish contact with inhabitants of other worlds whose degree of maturity is unknown to him either. For this can only take place by way of mediumship which, due to its great danger, should not be taken by you humans. For you are truly able to hear me myself if it is your will and you ask me for the truth. And then you will surely be instructed truthfully. Amen.